Many networks now also collaborate across organisational boundaries. Inclusion is an area which rarely sparks competition and instead inspires the sharing of best practice, so external events are great for this. The example we have here is the campaign This Is Me, which was a cross-London effort to remove the stigma of mental health and involved a number of organisations, especially in the banking and legal sectors. There's a link to more information about this campaign in your further reading. We spoke further with the City of London Corporation about their activities in the intersection of networks and organisations. They told us that due to limited budgets and similar themes, for example mental health, they often host joint events internally. And externally, they've been working closely with other city businesses on joint events, and Islington Council, who house the London Metropolitan Archives about LGBT history. All their networks meet quarterly and share work plans for the upcoming quarter. There are often crossovers, so they ask whether they can be hosted jointly, and if it is a bigger event, they will engage the appropriate network further in advance, and this is often by the network who has the most resources, people-wise, and can commit the time to organise it. They identified some pros and cons to this, the pros being that they can share resources, both time and money, and get different types of speakers who will often speak on intersectional topics. And then in the cons, networks may have differing ambitions and also commitments, so you need to be clear at the start of the process what is being committed by each network.